All right. How's everybody doing tonight? We are about a minute or two behind, but that's okay. Good to be here this evening, and good to see all of you. We'll just jump right into things. On Monday, we had Barbara Anderson's funeral, and so it was a great funeral. The words Brother Brian spoke and Brother Snyder were so fitting, so good, and then course, spent a little time at the cemetery afterwards. It was really cold, wasn't it? It was cold, but anyway, just remember her family in your prayers, if you would. And I was looking for my bulletin. I guess I left it on my desk at home. But let me grab one of those, and we will run through our list at this time. Let's continue to remember our children's home in our prayers. Miss Glenda and the Jackson family, Brother Don, Sister Carla, and all of his appointments. So, did you go today for another? Lumbar puncture, spinal tap. Sounds painful. Hopefully, it's not. And, of course, nowadays they have ways of doing things to lessen the blow, I think. But we'll certainly remember this. I guess this is ruling some stuff out as well. And, but we certainly are praying every day for you, Ms. Carla, and trying to get some more light for you, get this figured out. But let's remember this. Let's remember the Prestridges and their family. People getting better, had knee surgery, and Brother Chuck's brother, Lewis, who had the heart catheterization. Continue to remember Brother Ceylon's brother, George, who's recovering from his open heart surgery. And then I heard Catherine's home tonight. She's got the flu. And she was just sick not long ago and got better. So we'll remember her in our prayers, and she has a speedy recovery. Let's remember the Palmers and their health, Miss Connie Norton, Randy, Diane Ely, the Daleys, the Ashworths, Jimmy and Jenny Clanton. Plan on visiting with them again very soon, as well as the McCrickards. I'd like to speak with Joyce Manning. Has anybody heard from her, know where she's at? And so I believe Miss Cheryl knows where she's at.
She's in Marietta, but I'm not sure
where. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, let's remember James Tolan Brown, that's in the Marines, and Kevin Brook, Champion Christian College. So maybe someone has a prayer request or an update I'd like to make mention of. Hassan? Okay. Praise the Lord for that. Getting out of the hospital? Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Miss Leah?
I talked to a friend
of mine
out
with
Israel.
Remember this. Thank you for sharing that. Just a little good news report. Sunday night we had our chili fundraiser. Y'all wondering how we did? Well, our goal was $1,500 and we made $2,905. Of course, that was people giving behind the scenes, all put together. And so we are doing really well on our technology funds upgrade. Me and Brother Randy are meeting on Friday, and we're going to get this thing rolling. And so it's going to look like Star Trek in here. But anyway, we're excited that there's some things going on. And thanks for all of you who gave your prayers and all of that for the church as we move forward. Very much appreciated. Thank you. And so I just wanted to share that. Anybody else got a word of Miss Cassie? Prayer request for sure. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else?
Just keep my friend Jim.
Yes. Sure will. Sure will. Thank you for mentioning that. Anybody else? Claudia in prayer, her situation. Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. So good to see them back. And I know they've had a full plate, but so good to see them back. Anybody else? All right. Well, we preached chapel this morning over at Grace, and preaching time starts over there about 8:20, and I say that every time because to be ready to preach at that time means you can't get up at 7:30 preaching in the fog. But had a great time this morning, got a great response from the young people there, and so I just praise the Lord for that open door to be able to do that. Appreciate that. All right, well, we're rolling into the month of February, and remember, outreach is on the 10th for those that can come, and we'll speak more about that later, and meet here at the church around 10 o'clock for prayer, and then we'll go out to a couple locations, and then, of course, on that Sunday, the 11th, Otis Nixon will be here, which looking forward to. I put a little invitation out there on our page of a baseball card of Otis Nixon, and so really looking forward to that. Invite somebody to come, and we'll invite people to church surrounding that event. I think that'd be good. So, all right, well, just remember those things. Got Jubilee around the corner as well. A lot of great things taking place. Okay, if that's all we have, let's gather around the altar, all that can, and have a time of prayer together. And I guess Brother Jeff's at home not feeling well tonight, or so, yeah. Jeff. All right. We probably won't go till 8 o'clock tonight teaching. I say that, and we might. We might not, but probably won't. That is 45 minutes from now. And so however long we go, I hope that it'll be a blessing and a help to you. We started a couple weeks ago looking at the doctrine of the Bible, specifically in three areas. We looked at the word illumination, which is simply understanding what was written in the Bible. We looked at last week the word inspiration, and that is man writing down what God said to write down. And tonight I want to look at revelation, which is God speaking to man. And of course, I've done this kind of backwards from illumination to inspiration to revelation. But certainly revelation took place first. That is God speaking to man and then inspiring man, and man writing what God said to write down. And then us reading from the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit illuminating, showing to us what the Bible says and being able to understand that. And so I want to try to wrap this up tonight. This will be revelation, inspiration, and illumination. And again, this is just getting a better understanding of the Bible. When we go out and knock on doors and share Jesus with others, it's just good to be refreshed in this area, just to know some of these things, how the Word of God got here, who wrote it. And of course, the classes could continue on and on and on when it comes to sharing the gospel and different doctrines of the Bible. But I just felt like this is a good surface level starting point when it comes to the Word of God. And so tonight, I want to look at two things. That is the definition of the word revelation. And then I want to look at the different ways God spoke. The different ways that God spoke. The word revelation simply means a word from God. A word from God. We've quoted Harold Wilmington, who used to serve over at Liberty University as a Bible teacher and much, much more. I've been quoting him on every one of these lessons, but he says when it comes to revelation, he says that revelation is man hears that which God wants written. And so the word revelation means a word from God, and Harold Wilmington says man hears that which God wants written. So there is no way that we can know all there is to know about God tonight. I mean, there's just no way we can know everything. But what He has revealed is enough for man to know God and to have a relationship with Him and serve Him. And so thanks be to God for that tonight. Turn, if you would, to Deuteronomy chapter number 29. I want to read a verse in verse number 29 that just supports what I just had said. And that is, there's no way that we can know all there is to know about God, but what He has revealed in His Word is enough for man to know God and to have a relationship with Him and serve Him. Deuteronomy 29:29, and we'll give out some verses to read. Another good old night of Bible drill in just a few moments. Deuteronomy 29:29, the Bible says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." And so we have the revealed Word of God tonight that has been given to us. God inspired men to write it down, and we can understand it by reading it. The Holy Spirit illuminates it to us. There are some things we're just not going to know about God and what God does and why God does what He does. But what He wants us to know is in this book. You know, have you ever been through something or wondered about something just doesn't make sense, and you You just can't find that, that you know, the answer you're looking for word for word in the Bible. Now, you can find principles in the Bible. You can find instruction in the Bible that deals with what you're going through. But there's just some things that we experience in life we don't know about. We don't clearly understand some areas, how God has worked and done things. And so those secret things belong to the Lord. But we do have the Bible, and we can understand some things. And so that's what Revelation is. And when we think of Revelation, we think of, again, a word from God. And I'm sure we think about the book of Revelation. But also how God spoke to man when we think of Revelation. We think of a word from God, but also how God spoke to man. Now, we know that ultimately God chose man to write his word. We know that. But he did speak to man through various ways in the Bible. And that's what I want to look at primarily tonight, is not only the definition, but the different ways that God spoke. And we're just going to look at several verses, looking at different avenues and ways that God spoke to man. And then we'll be through for the night. Number one, in the book of Daniel, I'll take care of the first one, the book of Daniel. Let's see, Daniel chapter number 9. Daniel chapter number 9. Located myself here. Well, what happened to Daniel, Justin? Somebody makes it to Daniel before me, let me know. Miss Sharon, okay. Now, we're going to see in Daniel chapter number 9, verse 21 and 22, God spoke through angels. God spoke through angels. Read that for me. Daniel 9, verse 21 through 22. Thank you, Miss Sharon. So we see there that God spoke through angels. And of course, there's various places where God spoke through angels to man. Now, not only God spoke through angels, but God spoke through an audible voice. You can follow me there. I'll get this one. If I don't know where the book of Genesis is at, I'm in trouble. It's been a long day. Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 8 and 9. Listen to this. God spoke through an audible voice. Genesis 3, verse number 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" So we see there God spoke audibly. Now, God doesn't speak, in my estimation, in my experience, doesn't speak audibly today. But he does speak to us. And, you know, as he said, "Adam, where are you?" Not that God didn't know where Adam was, but he wanted Adam to show himself. Okay? He did what he wasn't supposed to do, and he realized his nakedness and all of that. God today is still asking us, where are you at in your Christian journey? You know, where are you, so-and-so? And what I mean by that is just being honest with the Lord and showing ourselves present and all of those things. And so we see that the Lord spoke audibly here. Now, who wants to read Psalms chapter number 19 for us, verse number 1 and 2? Brother Don Rich there, Psalms 19, verse number 1 and 2, we see God spoke through nature. God spoke through nature whenever you get there. So we see there that God spoke through nature, and speaking about the handiwork of God, the cosmos, the stars, the galaxy. And those two verses there speak good about God speaking through nature. Many other verses we could read on that, God speaking through nature. Of course, don't turn there, but Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 speaks of that as well. But I want to read you a verse in Numbers 22, in verse number 28. We got a lot of these to mention. That's why we're kind of going through them kind of quick. But Numbers chapter number 22, in verse number 28, we see that God spoke through a donkey. That's in Numbers 22, verse number 28. Listen to this. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee? Thou hast smitten me these three times. So we see a talking donkey here. And God has used various things. Again, he has used angels, an audible voice, nature, and we see a donkey here. Someone want to give me Matthew 26, verse number 74? Miss Carla. We see God spoke or used a rooster. Matthew 26, verse 74 and 75. Be fine. Matthew 26, verse 74 and 75. And if someone wants to grab 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse number 5. So we see there that God used this rooster, this cock, and we know that was all in God's plan. God can use many things. Again, we know that God ultimately used man to write down the Word of God, but God also used other methods to speak to man and get man's attention, and that's a pretty amazing thing. We see the donkey, we see the rooster. Now, God spoke through dreams. 1 Kings 3, 5, who has that? Okay, Miss Lee Ellen. There you go. Appeared in the dream, in the night. And a lot of people talk about dreams, and God spoke to me in a dream and said this. I'm not saying that God can't speak in dreams, but what I am saying is God won't speak into a dream and say that it's a new revelation, that's an extension of the Word of God. That's not so. God can impress upon our hearts. I believe God can speak to us in dreams. But again, it's no new revelation, whatever it is that he may speak to us in a dream. But nonetheless, that is in the Bible. He spoke through dreams. And then 1 Kings 19, I'll give you this one. And this one is a hard thing to do. When it comes to listening to the voice of God, because in 1 Kings chapter 19, in verse number 11 through 13, God spoke through a still small voice. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard for me to get quiet enough to hear God's still small voice. 1 Kings chapter 1 Kings 19, 11 through 13. Let's see, the Bible says this. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And so many times we look for God to speak in a big booming voice, dramatic things happening in life. Well, Many times it's just a still, small voice. It's a matter of getting quiet enough to hear God. Like the verse says, be still and know that I'm God. I don't know if you remember or not, but I threw out a challenge probably a year and a half ago. And my challenge was this. It was the 60-second challenge. And that is, for 60 seconds, don't think about anything. Just be still. And I know ultimately being still in the Lord is more than just not thinking about anything. It's just resting in Him. But I had that idea because I was on my back porch one night and everything was racing through my mind and I couldn't slow my mind down, which happens pretty much every day. And so the verse came to my mind, be still and know that I'm God. And so I challenged myself for 60 seconds not to think about anything. And I literally had to stare at a tree in order to not think about anything. And so I reduced that challenge. I think I gave it to the church, not thinking about anything for 60 seconds. I reduced that from 60 seconds to 10 seconds. Because, you know, I mean, it's just hard. Our minds are racing and our minds are running. And I know ultimately being still in the Lord is just resting in the Lord's hands, is resting in His assurance that He has us, He takes care of us. But I thought it was neat just to have a little challenge of how long can you be still and not think about anything? It's hard to do. It really is. God spoke through a still, small voice. God spoke through visions. Acts chapter number 9, verse number 10. Does anybody want to grab that one? Miss Sharon? Acts chapter number 9. Take your time getting there. Verse number 10. There you go. The Lord spoke, clearly says, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision. In a vision. All right? And so there are no more visions given that are to be continued from the Word of God. I know in the book of Revelation, if not the whole book of Revelation, was given in a vision to John. John said on the Isle of Patmos, you know, this is where the Lord spoke to me, and he saw the candlesticks, and he saw the Lord and all of that in that vision there. The book of Revelation itself was a vision. And so there are no continued visions in the day and time which we live. But the Lord did speak in Bible days through visions. All right, God spoke through parables. Through parables. Can anybody tell me what a parable is? Not a trick question, it's just... There you go, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And that's exactly what I was going to say. But God spoke through parables. Luke chapter number 15, verse number 1 through 3. I'll give you this one. Listen to this. Luke 15, verse 1 through 3. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, of course, he went on and talked about the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. Does anybody know why the Lord spoke in parables? Many times the Lord spoke in parables because, you know, the people, I mean, they'll be offended at the gospel. They didn't want to hear the gospel. And so if the Lord spoke with a story, it would get the people's attention and there would be a meaning to that story. And I thought about this when it comes to knocking on doors and inviting people to church. You know, it's easy to walk up to someone, not necessarily easy, but a lot of times we think that we have to walk up to someone and say, hey, turn or burn. You know, hey, get saved or you're going to die and go to hell, which is true, which is true. But sometimes it's good to reel them in. Sometimes it's good to speak to them in parables, you know, find some common ground, win their trust, like the Lord did, slide it in that way, spark their interest, so to speak. It is called, you know, going fishing for men, being fishers of men, and when you fish, you use bait. And so the Lord spoke through parables, and I love the parables that the Lord spoke. God spoke through and is still speaking through preaching and teaching. Matthew chapter number 5, I'll give that to you. I'm pretty close here. Matthew 5 and verse 1 and 2. Listen to this. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. And so we see that God spoke through teaching. Of course, God spoke through preaching. And he speaks through the same today, teaching and preaching the Word of God. Through the foolishness of preaching, the Bible says, to win them that are lost. And so God spoke through preaching and teaching. God spoke through miracles, signs, and wonders. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 3 and 4. Listen to this. Hebrews 2, verse number 3 and 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, both with and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So we see there that God spoke through miracles, signs, and wonders. But what about this one? God spoke through the conscience of man. The conscience of man. And God still does that. He speaks through the conscience of man and to the conscience of man. Some men's conscience have been seared like a hot iron because of rejecting what's been speaking to them, been spoken to them. The conscience of man. Romans chapter number 2, verse 14 and 15. Listen to this. 2, verse 14 and 15. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else accusing one another. And so the conscience is there, and God speaks to the conscience as well. And not only that, but God spoke through types and shadows. Types and shadows. I'm moving through these kind of fast, but that's okay. Hebrews chapter number 8. Hebrews chapter number 8 and verse number 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. So he says here, shadow of heavenly things. The Lord spoke through types and shadows in the Old Testament. An Old Testament Testament type is something in the Old Testament that spoke of Jesus, the cross, the church, heaven, etc. What about this? When Moses lifted up the brazen serpent in the wilderness, what was that a picture, type, or shadow of? It was a picture of Jesus being lifted up on the cross. And that's in Numbers 21, 4 through 9. If you want to look at it later, the brazen serpent is what we call a type. All kinds of types and shadows. A lot of people say the Old Testament's irrelevant. No, it's not. It's relevant. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable from cover to cover. These are types and shadows there in the Old Testament. All right. Well, we're going to bring it actually to a close in just a few moments. And I do want to do something a little different as we get ready to close. I said we'll probably finish a little bit early. Has anybody got any questions of what we've covered so far? Illumination, inspiration, or revelation? All right, we're going to take a test next week. I'm just kidding. Again, there's many other ways that God spoke in the Bible to speak to man. These were just some of them, types and shadows, the conscience, signs, wonders, miracles, preaching, teaching, angels, an audible voice, nature, animals, dreams, that still small voice, and parables, many, many ways. And of course, we know that that word revelation means a word from God. And ultimately, God chose man, gave him the exact words to write down. And that's inspiration. And then illumination is when we read the Bible and it's illuminated to us through the Holy Spirit. We'll go ahead and close it up tonight with that. I hope it was some kind of help or good refresher the past 3 weeks. I never know how long they're going to go, especially when we're in a classroom-style teaching mode. You just never know. But I know that the study helped me. I've done this study a few different times. And Lord willing, we'll do something like this again probably next week or the following week, getting into another study, doctrine of the Bible or something like that, just to kind of get us ready for outreach. All right. Anything else to mention before we close? You are the best listeners, I tell you. You really are. I'm blessed. I really am. All right, well, let's conclude in a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you tonight for our time of togetherness, Lord, as we wrapped up this three-part study. God, there's so much. We hadn't scratched the surface. Sometimes, Lord, I just feel so inadequate trying to convey these truths, Lord, and to share what's on my heart. Lord, I just pray that something was said, something was taught. Lord, I just pray that we're just better students of the Bible each and every day. God, help us not just be a hearer of the Word, but a doer. And Father, we do pray for all these requests, each and every life, every person, every situation. For Brother Don, Lord, as he gets ready to continue pursuing his health and what's going on for the spinal tap, we pray, Lord, that you'll be with him during that time. And all these other requests, Lord, you know who needs what. We just pray that you'll give us a wonderful Lord's Day this coming up Sunday morning and Sunday night. Save a soul is our prayer, and always encourage the saints. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.